Our next and last guest of the day became very famous as Tony Banta in one of the greatest, if not the greatest, sitcom ever, Taxi. They went on to become Tony Maselli in the long-running super hit, which was also great, Who's the Boss? He's done a million things since. And I got to tell you this. I once saw him, Bernard, perform at, I think it was Kutcher's, some hotel in upstate New York, where my parents are, obviously. And this guy, like, sings and dances. Like, there's nothing Tony Danza can't do.
I know.
He's really talented.
Versatile.
He's 66. He looks like he's 25. And he loves the Rangers. Him and I watched a Rangers Stanley Cup game together here by Madison Square Garden years ago.
He's a Brooklyn kid.
That's right.
Who grew up on Long Island after a while.
So it's like both of us.
It's a win-win. Good morning, Tony Danza.
Hello, guys. How's it going? Congratulations on the show. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Saw you a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago now, Tony, at Teddy Atlas's. He'll be on tomorrow, by the way. At his big dinner on Staten Island. Yeah. You look great.
Tell him I said hi. He's the greatest.
He is a good man.
You know, he's another one of these guys that, you know, let me tell you a quick story, all right? So Muhammad Ali, I was a little friendly with him, and he was at, I was in 95, 96, I was performing at Rainbow and Stars, and he was at Norman Mailer's book party downstairs. So I went down to see him. He said he'd come see me, but that's not the story. I went back up to rehearse, come down about 30 minutes later onto 49th Street. There's a sea of people. In the middle of the sea of people is Muhammad Ali. He's shaking. Howard Bingham is shepherding through the crowd, and the crowd is really aggressively trying to get autographs from him. But he stands there, and he just signs. You know, I wanted to wade in and punch a couple of guys. But anyway, he just keeps signing and signing and signing. Thank God it was before phone, so nobody was, like, grabbing him.
Yeah.
But anyway, he signed every autograph. He stayed there for about an hour. So I run up to him afterwards. I said to him, "Champ, why? Why do you put yourself through that?" And he could hardly speak. He leaned down to me and he whispered, "I'm just trying to get into heaven."
Wow, that's what he said?
That's very
and
nice.
I think about that. That's the kind of selflessness that you hear about guys that try to do this kind of thing. You know, they go out and I don't know, it's trying to leave the place a little bit. I think as I get older, I think I want to do that more and more.
Right.
We need more people like that. And Tony Danza, by the way, he'll be back in Philly for his annual Northeast High Talent Show. This is going to be Thursday, April 26th. For more information,
Teachers versus students.
I'm sorry?
Teachers versus students.
Teachers versus students. Yes,
like
there's a number you can call, folks. 215-728-5018. 215-728-5018. And also, Tony's in this new Netflix series. It's called The Good Cop, which is tearing things up.
You know that the guy who wrote Monk wrote it, Andy Breckman.
Yep, yep.
So it's like really whimsical and a lot of fun. It's a murder mystery every week. And ready for this? So it's a it's The Good Cop is my son. I play a disgraced ex-cop, ex-con. And by the way, ready? Big Tony Caruso.
That's right.
Crazy.
Perfect.
And wait, where do you hear who's playing the kid? He's the stickler for every regulation. Josh Groban.
Is that right? Yes.
Yeah. And where do you hear? The guy's great. The guy actually is a terrific comic actor.
Wow.
He's funny.
Now, look, for you to play this disgraced cop and all that, I mean, let's be honest, Tony, when you were boxing, by the way, 9-3, not bad, pretty good boxer, and growing up in Brooklyn, you were a bit of a troublemaker. Now, I mean, you broke the rules here and there.
All I wanted to do was fight.
That's it?
That's all I wanted to do. I swear, it's crazy. It was like another game we played. You want to play stickball today? Nah, let's fight. I mean, I'm not kidding you. We grew up doing that, you know, and, you know, by the way, thank God, as you get older, you can look back and realize that. But that's what I did. That's all I did.
You're on the board of directors of the PAL, the Police Athletic League. Did you fight in the Police Athletic League as a youth, Tony Danza?
Actually, Bernard, that's how I got in it. They brought me on to be the face of PAL Boxing, the new face of PAL Boxing.
Yeah.
And I was, like, thrilled. I was honored because I was a PAL fighter. But, you know, I said to them, "We're going to attract three kids and hurt them. Can we find something else?" So what I've started there, I'm really excited about this because now I got three installations. I got one in the South Bronx, two in Manhattan. It's called PAL Acting because here's the slogan. When you teach a kid how to act, you teach a kid how to act. So we got after-school acting program. And basically, if you think about it, you know, if you have to act, you got to listen. You got to be there. You got to, you know, you got to pay attention. You got to look people in the eye. You got to speak clearly. You got to let your guard down. You got to be part of something bigger than yourself. All the things you have to do in life.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
so
great.
This program is really exciting, so I'm really excited to be part of that.
That's giving back.
Really, yeah, I met Teddy Atlas and Pat Russo, our friend Pat Russo. All those guys do stuff like that as well. You know, it's funny. Here I was, Tony Danza, on the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show, giving you credit, deservedly so, for being a magnificently talented guy above and beyond the hit shows you did. But now that I think about it, your first role in Taxi, you played a boxer, basically, when you were a boxer, and your name was Tony when you're... real name was Tony, so...
Yeah. Well, it was a reflection on my acting ability.
What are you trying to say, Sid?
I can't believe... Wait a minute. I can't believe you were at Kutcher's.
Yes. Is that where I saw you? Is that where I saw you?
Now I remember, but I can't believe it. I'm thinking about it. I can't... That was like... You know, it was amazing to play, you know... To play up there. That was the Poconos. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know this? Hey, by the way, Tony, in the same summer... Up there at Kutcher's, which is long gone, although they have gambling back at the Concord, I saw you and Joan Rivers the same summer at Kutcher's. How about that?
That's right. Yes, I remember she was coming. Right, let me tell you, how great was she? Jesus.
Oh, so good. Still miss her. Still miss her, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony Danza's new Netflix series, The Good Cop, is currently in production. Like you said, every week. One more quick question, Tony. Boxing waning. What do you think about the UFC and the rise of that, and the octagon, those fighters? Are you still a boxing purist, or have you made the move?
Well, boxing, by the way, boxing's become a guilty pleasure for me because, you know, I boxed for 3 years, I boxed 5 days a week. Wow. For 3 years. Well, if I had boxed for 15 years, 5 days a week, what would this conversation be like?
Right.
And so boxing's a little bit of a guilty pleasure. Having said that, you know, the UFC, MMA, don't get me wrong, I have a feeling that if I was young, I probably would have tried it. But what bothers me about it is the guys always take that one other punch. After they get knocked out, they get hit on the chin, they go down, and by the time the referee gets there, the guys hit him twice, three times.
That is true, man.
And he's out.
It's brutal.
Out cold. Can't defend yourself.
It's savage.
It's
brutal. That's how you guys get hurt. That's the only thing that scares me about it. I mean, it's... I get caught up in it sometimes. I can't help but watch sometimes. But,
yeah,
that
is brutal.
And I got one more for 20 seconds before you run. Is it fair to assume, Tony, that the money you got from Who's the Boss, you never had to work again, ever? That's a yes. Thank you.
I guess. It's so crazy. You know, people think, well, you get a hit show and you're just going to live on the residuals. Well, that's... such baloney. The residuals end up being 9 cents.
Oh, really?
You get like 29-cent checks. Yeah, you can't live on it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But if you have, I happen to own a piece of Who's the Boss, so that's why I can say it took care of me. But there's no such thing as never have. You have to work. You have to work in any case.
Right. True.
You know, me and Bernard, too. Me and Bernard are worth millions, but we just enjoy doing this.
You guys would be on that. What are you kidding?
Listen, folks, you hear Tony Danza, one of the nicest guys out there. He's in the new Netflix series, The Good Cop, also back in Philly for his annual Northeast Heist.
Yeah, come out and see this. I'm telling you, it's a great show. There's a team trophy, teachers versus students. We have three individual prizes, $1,000, $500, $350, first, second, and third prize, and a $500 prize for the... for the best short film. We got a short film division in this.
Beautiful.
And it's really a wonderful show. We got a big auditorium, like a 2,000-seat auditorium, and we do raffles, and I'm going to perform, and we'll take pictures, and it's really going to be a great night, a great way to show that public education is really important.
There you go, folks.
All right.
Northeast High in Philly, Thursday, April 26th. Tony Danza, thank you so much. We love you, bro.
Thanks for having me, guys. Keep up the good work.
Right. Thanks, man. You too. We're back on the Bernie and Sid Show next.